we are going to jump down to, we don't need Victoria for...
For 10A?
Yeah.
She might want to participate in that one, so if you want to...
So we'll just hold off, because we have Dr. Thrift here, I know it shows not until about 12:30, but, so we'll hold off for just a moment until Victoria comes back in. In the meantime, let's see.
Victoria's back.
Okay. Victoria, we have Dr. Thrift here, so we thought we could go ahead and...
Is the practicing here?
Yep, they are both here, so we are going to section number five, item number 10A, the Wickenburg Veterinary Clinic with Robert Thrift, DVM, and...
And I'm Amber Schlick, CBT, I'm the hospital manager for Wickenburg.
Okay, great. Let's see, so Victoria, do you want to give... Mystery that Ms. Solomon is also the lead on it, though.
So Ms. Solomon.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, after reviewing the staff report, I wanted to note that the staff report noted great improvement, which I thought that's kind of the goal of what we want to see as part of this process. It did also mention that the responsible vet, Dr. Thrift, you are the responsible vet now, but you're anticipating a change to Dr. Young in the very near future, approximately. Do you have any?
Yes, coming probably the 1st of October. I actually have the paperwork that I need to go over with Dr. Thrift while I have him here for me today.
Because that will require a new premise.
Correct, yes, in the process of that.
Okay, great, that's all right.
Goal is at least October 1st, maybe the first week of October.
Okay, early October.
Correct.
Just to reiterate, you stopped all surgeries after the last inspection until new equipment was received and staff was trained.
Correct.
The substandard unsanitary surgical wraps were all discarded.
Correct.
And the old trach tubes and other expired items were disposed of.
Correct. Brand new trach tubes were ordered, and everything that was dirty or could not be refurbished was tossed out.
Okay, so when do you anticipate restarting surgeries?
Actually, this week. I was going to message you. I'll talk to you about that today. This week, though.
Okay, thanks. And you have all the equipment in the newly replaced?
Correct. Our anesthetic machine, we have a brand new vaporizer in it, because the one that we had, it was serviced and it was reading low, so we had a new vaporizer. The other anesthetic machine was not salvageable, so we ordered a new one, and that should be arriving probably earlier, mid next week.
But you're going to be resuming surgeries?
This week, yes.
This week.
Not a whole lot, just a few, young.
Minor?
Just minor neuters, a few spays on young animals. Nothing complicated.
With the anesthesia machine that's not serviceable?
No, that one is gone. I had two anesthesia machines. One needed a new vaporizer, which was replaced and tested, and everything is good with that one. The other one is not working at all.
So you're going to... Can you explain to me how that process would work then for a neuter with the anesthesia machine? It's like prepping the patient and then in surgery and...
Correct. Prepping the patient, pre-medding them, and then once they're pre-medded, if the catheter has been placed prior, place the catheter, intubate, hook them up to the anesthesia machine, transfer them into the surgery room, perform the surgery.
Moving the anesthesia machine?
Correct. We have a mobile anesthetic machine. It is on wheels. And then once the procedure is done, leaving the patient on oxygen for a few minutes and disconnecting them, bringing them back out for recovery, bringing the machine back out and doing it again for another one until we get a second one.
Okay, it's also my understanding, are you finished, Ms. Frost?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. It's also my understanding that the receptionist no longer has access to controlled substances. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. Yes, they do not. We have a lockbox in place that only myself and the doctors have access to, and one other technician.
That's very, yes.
Yes.
Control of those and current logs and all of that is
correct.
Extremely important. Okay. And we have not as yet received the new premise. Application, correct?
It's
a process from you.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I have no further questions and would move this action is, let me refresh. is the new premise license for Dr. Thrift, is that correct? I move approval.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
So now we are going to go back to section number three. Number 2225 regards to John McWhorter, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with board order. So my notes on this one, I wrote that he was taking twice what he actually needed.
Yeah.
No.
These proposed CEs are, let's take the reproductive disease first, they're all large animal. The pharmacology part is all behavior medicine in terms of fearful pets. So basically it doesn't fit. Okay, so a broader question to the board, who has more experience in doing this with CE. Do we do CE, is this punitive, or is this educational? If it's punitive, this is fine, okay? If it's educational, to hope that the problem that we found as a board with the administration of improper medication and the client communication, they don't fit. So what do we do in a case where they can't find anything that fits? Do we just fall back and say, well, at least we made you do some hours? I'm struggling with that. And so I would appreciate any thoughts on cases where this has come up where the CE doesn't fit.
I don't know whether it's exactly come up this way. I had the impression that maybe you were just trying to mess with us because the order just says reproductive diseases and it didn't drill down specifically into the case that he was involved
exactly.
in. So he did reproductive diseases. So
well, and we usually aren't super specific, so they can't
find anything.
Prior to this life, he was a large animal veterinarian. So he has done equine cattle, he was a feedlot consultant.
Okay.
You know, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's done, I don't know, three or four of the jobs between that.
Okay.
I think he's done a vet tech school here in the valleys.
I would reckon, you know, that Vin has got options for reproductive CE.
We usually don't make a recommendation, but in this case, okay. If it's educational, like Dr. Nosley saying, maybe we do offer a little bit of guidance on how to get there.
Yeah, I would like to exhaust that there is no.
And maybe we extend the amount of time to find the right CE. Maybe we offer an extended amount of time to find the right CE since they have a limited, you know, since we do say you have to submit it by a certain time.
Okay.
Since this doesn't match, does the board give a little bit and say, okay, you've got this much longer. Here's a little bit of help getting the right, like, towards the case, and maybe we can
say, okay, I give up. We messed up and didn't label it specifically, and you came up with something that fit the broad, vague language that's in there. So you know, okay, you won this one, buddy.
Yeah.
But you give them more time and say, no, here's what the quote, but that's Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
It's already done.
Can we ask?
So can we narrow the focus?
Yeah. Can we please focus on
us, or at least use it and say, hey, please.
At least small animal. At least can we focus?
Or do we need to do that as part of the CA initially?
Well, to begin with, it must be pre-approved, correct?
Yes.
And so, you know, that's what he's doing. You know, they're asking, is this acceptable? The fact that it's taken, you know, that's on the professional. So I think what you have done, you know, discusses exactly, you know, the things that you're talking about. Is it broad enough, you know, to fall into a general category? I wouldn't call continuing education in board orders necessarily punitive in nature. It's to help, you know. And if you don't think that this particular course does and it can be better worded, then I think we do as Nikki suggests, perhaps give them a little bit more time and suggest to them what the types of continuing education you're looking for. But that has to be discussed amongst the board. Do you just accept it and move on, or do you say, you know, close, but this isn't what we had in mind?
So we have, we have the opportunity to clarify in further detail from the CA because the CE plan requires board approval.
Well, yes, and it's really because, you know, we could have been perhaps a little bit more specific or targeted in the order. Because, you know, we never want to, you know, it's never our intent to require somebody to do something that's not available.
Yeah.
Well, and you just assume he came in on a small animal case.
Yeah.
You assume he's going to be looking for this stuff, right? We didn't know that stuff from 20 years ago.
We could start there by focusing on reproductive diseases with small animals, right? That's least ask for that. I mean,
sure.
The pharmacology part, it might be hard to find basic when you give steroids and when you don't. That might be a little hard. I mean, we could ask him to go back to third year vet school, but I just don't believe that as it stands now that it satisfies what we're trying to accomplish.
I think there's agreement there, so can you form that into a motion and then we can see what Mark thinks? And
I'll make a motion that we redefine the continuing education portion in the reproductive diseases to small animals and the pharmacology to basic drug.
What kind of extension?
What would be appropriate to extend for him to do that?
60. Victoria, do 30 or 60 days extension?
It was initially 60.
Isn't it?
He's going to run out of time on his probation.
Right.
Let's maybe just give him 30, but give him some tips on where to find it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So for a 30-day extension to comply with the modified order.
And can we call it a clarification?
Yeah, it's really, we're just providing some assistance in what you had in mind when you imposed the CE requirement. Okay.
And my computer's acting up a little bit, but just to clarify here, on this, there's two forms on here only, right? The email under Gmail and then the consent agreement, is that correct?
Yeah.
So.
I want to make sure I'm not missing something.
I'm not in that, so if anybody can answer that question.
But is the format of how this was submitted okay to us too? I mean, that doesn't have enough information on there, in my opinion. It doesn't have near the information that we actually requested on the consent agreement, so I think we need to say in there, you need to have the course description, you need to have the name of the veterinarian or whoever's teaching it, not just clinicians.
No, they don't have to have the name of who's
your course description.
You're thinking of
submitting for CE.
Yeah.
This was the completion portion. Wait.
No.
You're thinking about getting it at a conference.
Because at the consent agreement, it says, here, let me read it to you.
Well, you can't send us links.
All continuing education must be completed. This order shall be pre-approved by the board. Respondent shall submit to the board a written outline regarding how he plans to satisfy the requirements in paragraph 1, 2, and 3 for its approval within 60 days of the effective date of this order. The outline shall include CE course details, including name, provider dates, hours of CE, and a brief course summary.
Yeah, but provider means like IDEX, not the
But it doesn't have the, I mean, is that a brief course summary? I mean, we don't accept that when we actually accept CE requests for approval for a visit.
Right.
Good CE.
I said,
it's enough. If it is cool, but.
I would look to you all to decide. Yeah. I mean, I think I've seen that short of a description before, but it's up to you to decide.
So I know
it could be
for
that that's
enough.
All the description is.
Like, well, because those were like links.
And do we accept that many from clinicians' brief? I felt like you were only allowed to have certain amounts from journal articles, like all the first.
That's for license renewal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can't use any of these for license renewal anyway, so.
I'm sorry, Nikki, can you repeat that?
They can't use any of the submitted CEs on an order for license renewal, so it restricts that.
I just didn't think it was enough.
That's identified in the CAs.
Oh, this is just reading, so you're gonna get a completion certificate.
Well, so some of the some of the publications, they have a little option at the end where you can go online, you take a little quiz, and you get a completion certificate. I don't know if all of these have it, but there are many journals that have that option for veterinarians.
I think some philosophers just say by reading this, you get an hour. I don't think there is a certificate. It's just recording yourself.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't be able to meet the requirements of this.
No, from the like clinician's brief and stuff, it says that reading this article qualifies as 1 hour. Is usually what it says. There's nothing else you can do most of the time. Sometimes there's a little multiple choice test, but there's nothing to record it.
We have to have something that says it.
So maybe you remind them of that too, help them out.
Yes.
I did some searching and came up with a couple of things. I mean, there's a medical errors.
Yeah.
Of course. And there's adverse medical events in veterinary medicine. They're like Dr. Thompson said, a little bit of searching, and I think you could find things more appropriate.
Mark, did you have anything to add?
No, other than that might be something helpful to pass on to Victoria when she has those conversations.
Okay, so we have a motion. Did we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to
deny the
deny it, and then we didn't use the word modify, but just to
provide clarification and an additional 30 days to submit the CE.
Okay, do we need to do a roll call on that since we're...
Sure.
Okay, so let's do roll call, Dr. Wright.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is an aye, the motion carries.
Okay, good. How's everyone doing? Do we need another break or do you want to go a little bit more?
Quick break.
You want to do a quick break?
Please.
Okay, sure. It doesn't have to be quick. I'm worried. That's doing well.